call on me. You can 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 call on me.
Oh yeah, this beat hot.
You can call on me.
Yeah, I made them. Hell yeah, I made them quick.
That's the Waffle House syrup is elite.
Yeah, nah, for sure. But the Waffle House waffle is more elite than the syrup to me.
Debatable.
Nah, listen, that's not debatable,
that's
bro.
That's how you start the interview off, man. Look at Big Homie's house, Big Homie Sonny in the building. Sonny, how you feeling?
Hey, I'm good. I appreciate Sonny, you having me. Yes, I'm finally here with you.
Hey, man, it's good. It took a while, but now we're here.
I was working, bro.
So listen, it started for you 2011. I was in college. Racks dropped. Your life changed, man.
Yeah.
What's life been like since? It's been like, what, 12 years?
Yeah, it's been a minute. 12 years professionally in the game.
Yeah, professionally, you know, which is stamp.
Which is, I think we're going 2024, so we're going to push it up 13
13 years. Yeah, you know, 2 months left. But, yeah, for sure.
I mean, honestly, I'm be for real, bro. Like, it wasn't like much that changed, you know what I'm saying, other than just more work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, when you put it on the scale, it'd be like, and certain things happen to you or for you, it'd be like, okay, well, I'm putting in all this work, so certain things are supposed to happen. Are you? I just don't get excited about certain things. If I made 1,000 beats and I finally get in the studio with the person I was trying to, I'd be like, I should be here.
Yeah,
I didn't put in the work for it.
You put in the work, so you recognize that your work is for something. Like everything you're doing is because you work hard.
Nah, for sure. You know what I'm saying? So it's like nothing like really comes as a surprise though, because it'd be like, dang, bro, I almost died trying to do this shit type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it'd be like. You know what I'm saying?
And those are the type of risks that like the average person not gonna really recognize. They think like, oh, this shit. Some people think it came overnight because they discover you overnight.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that's I'm not gonna lie. Even me, I do that too. You know, I think that's just a basic human trait though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like if I see somebody or if I see something that's just popping, I won't know the backstory on it though. And you know, I'm not gonna say I'm assume stuff though, but like, you know, shit, I'm just going to be like, well, shit, this person popped overnight to me for right now, though. You know what I'm saying? Until I go do my research, though. But I'm not a surface-level person, though, because I don't want people to be surface-level with me either, though.
Yeah.
So I'll go do my research or try to do as much research as I can do on the person that I'm trying to figure out things about. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
So now, like I said, you're doing your thing as a rapper. So,
yeah.
But do you feel like there's kind of been like a struggle to trying to get recognized as a rapper? Because I remember a few months ago, there was this Twitter page that said, yeah, the guy that produced this for Travis Scott is doing this. Like, you mean you don't know this person's name?
Yeah, so yeah, that tweet was, it wasn't.
Did it trigger you? Let's be honest.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be 110% honest. When I seen it, I was like, okay, this is somebody just trying to be funny, but I'm just going to ignore it, though. You know what I'm saying? In my head, I'm like, this is somebody just trying to be funny, just doing what they think.
Trolling.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Doing what they think is going to get, like, you know what I'm saying? Get some retweets, get some views or whatever, though. You know what I'm saying? So my first thing when I seen it, I was like, you know what? That's what I thought. I was like, they just trying to do that. Like, they doing some shit, though, but I'm going to ignore it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I don't know if I'm seeing through the bullshit, you know what I'm saying, if I'm taking it too far, but I'm like, at the end of the day, I'm just going to ignore it, though.
Yeah.
So what started happening was people started saying what you were saying, though, because somebody was trying to be funny, acting like they didn't know who I was or try to just put me in a box as being somebody else's producer and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like acting like that's all I was, you know what I'm saying? And shit, the people start saying something like, man, you don't know who this is type shit, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, what I was thinking
they
already.
They had your back.
They had my back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, bro, like, you tried to be funny and it got reversed on you. Like, bro, I've been doing this shit so long. Like, everybody who y'all be trying to put me under or buy and stuff, though, like, all these people, like, I seen these people come in. I've been in since 2011. So, you know, like, a lot of these people wasn't around before then, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
for sure.
Like, that's why I don't know. Like, I didn't take it no way, though, but it was just funny to me how the whole thing had, when I say the whole thing, like, just kind of backfired, though. Like, and it's way bigger than even what y'all even seeing, though. Like, even the calls I got behind that, though. I'm like, bro, like, somebody was trying to play with me. So I'm not letting nobody play with me, especially, like, on this rapper shit, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Like, y'all already trying to count me out, though, so I ain't about to try to let you.
Yeah, it's hard enough.
Yeah, you ain't about to little boy me and stuff. But it's not even me, though. It's my people coming to my defense saying what I'm already thinking and shit, though. Like, stop playing with that man. Like, nigga, I done everything. I don't bother y'all. I don't ask for these niggas' features.
Yeah.
I don't do none of that. You know what I'm saying?
You really just mind your business and make
I'm
hits.
I'm my business. If you don't fuck with it, go listen to who you fuck with then.
Yeah. For sure,
you know
for sure, for
I'll
sure.
I go listen to the beats that I make for the artists that you fuck with.
Gotcha.
It don't matter to me, shit.
I get it. Look, because it might not be for everybody, but it's for the people who it's for.
Man, shit. I think people just need to go ahead. It's 2023. Stop putting limitations on people, bro. Like,
But you know, but they can't do that because they put limitations on themselves. I feel like creatives' brains think differently. Like Ooh. It got like your brain got to think differently for you to hear nothing and in that place you put a beat. You make a beat out of nothing.
I'm so glad that you understand that, bro. Because I be trying to tell people, like, bro, y'all don't really understand. Like, it's like literally making nothing out of something, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, taking ideas and formulating them into something that you can hear.
And I feel like that's what separates the people, like, that may just work that 9-to-5 mm-hmm. versus people that are kind of in this media entertainment industry, because we got to think different. Like exactly. if you think regular, then you're thinking regular. But everybody regular. Great in history was probably crazy to somebody. I'm gonna be honest, they were probably crazy. Like you can go back really as recent as Martin Luther King. Like man, he trying to end segregation. What you want black and white people to be together? What are crazy. You saying? He looked crazy.
Look crazy.
But that's how you make history.
Nah, for sure. I be trying to tell people that all the time. I be like, yo, you're not going to make history doing the same old regular stuff. Regular things get you regular results.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it'd be like, and it's not even that I'm even trying to even get like some crazy results from what I'm doing though. But I just know when I start to feel uncomfortable doing something though, I kind of feel like I'm doing the right thing though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've always had to displace myself or do something that was kind of, I was 100% about it, but it was still a little uncertainty about it, though. But, you know, I had to just feel uncomfortable to, like, know that I'm just doing something, like, that ain't the same as everybody else or the same as what I've been doing, though, to kind of grow.
Absolutely. You can never reach anything that's, you know, you need to reach in life with being in your comfort box. And I that's the box that we speak of. Like, I'm out this box.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm outside this box. You're not going to put me in this box. I'm not going to stay in what's comfortable, you know?
Nah, not at all.
Comfortable is that's what a lot of people do. That's what they do on a day-to-day basis. Yeah. That's what's safe.
And, you know, I mean, society has been taught to do things like that.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? Like, that's kind of society. That's society's way of, like, kind of, like, programming people, I feel like, and stuff. But, like, we got our couple of creatives, the people that kind of go against the grain like us, you know what I'm saying, and kind of make our way and stuff, though. But in the same sense, though, it's not as secure as having, like, a 9-to-5. Like, at least they know when they go they go clock in, they're getting paid for each hour, though. We can be out here. I'd be telling people I could be in the studio for 365 days out of the year and not make a dollar from everything I just did.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely agree. Like, we do things in the hopes of that it may make some money.
I swear to God.
If you go, like, I used to teach. So when I clocked in, do-do-do-do-do, I'm getting paid.
Yep.
Regardless of what I do, I can go in there and sleep. I'm getting paid.
You're getting
paid. If I don't do anything with this, I'm not going to get shit.
Boy, what?
I'm not going to get nothing.
That's what people think. Like, I'm like, yo, you know, we don't go punch the clock. We don't do nothing. Like, we really go into these studios, coming to these offices on some, like, hey, man, I got to create some shit.
Sometimes you got to create a budget, too.
You feel what I'm saying?
You got to create a budget.
like, come on. Like, it's really ass backwards, though, but
it is.
It's cool, though. Like, I adapted to it, though. You know what I'm saying? Listen, like, I like it, though.
Yeah, I love what I do, and I never complain about it. But when I first met Scream, I had to create a position. Yeah. I had to create, like, there was no budget. There was no, like, I had to create, okay, this is what I can do. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yep.
So, yeah. No. So, Dolores Sun, what was the thought process going into this album? What was your mindset like?
My mindset was on some, man, I'm just trying to show these niggas, like, I'm a great rapper.
Yeah.
Originally, I'm good. I can keep up with y'all. Or I can make songs. You know what I'm saying? I can do something other than beats. But that was the original driving force behind the project. But as I started to do it, everything kind of started to shift.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even the name, Dolores Sun, that came at the end. You know what I'm saying? So it was called something different because, like I said, my aim at the beginning was different than what it was when we got down to the end.
Yeah.
When I got to the end of the tape, I was like, dang, I was trying to prove to these people something that I already knew. I was like, I'm good. Once I kind of just got to the end, I was like, dang, I don't need to really prove it to them or whatever, though. So I wanted it to be about something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to be, like, about things about my life, like things like transparency, you know what I'm saying? Like, just some substance and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So the angle started to change from it just me trying to show people I can rap and shit, though, to, like, actually, like, letting people know who I am, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I wanted to kind of even just take away that whole narrative of just trying to show people that I can rap, though, just so they don't even put that cloud over me, though. It's just, like, just just take this, like, just take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, take it as the artist, or take it however you want to, but don't, you know, just don't limit it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. So I got a question. As somebody who's deep into the music industry, right?
Yeah.
Where we are in 2023, which one of these things do you think is more important to breaking a song? Mm-hmm. Would you rather it blow up in the club, or would you rather it blow up on social media?
Social media.
Social media?
Yeah. Because it's a bigger reach.
Bigger reach.
It's a way, 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 way bigger reach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The club just kind of like the club. You know what I'm saying? The internet, it just transcends from just, it goes from the city or state that you in to, you know, it goes everywhere now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a bigger market though. It's better always to have like a bigger playing field. You know what I'm saying? As far as like with music and stuff.
So what do you think about like when you see artists that say like, oh man, I don't want to do, I want to do social media. I don't need that.
Oh, they tripping. I don't know why you don't look at it like you need it and you're an artist and you're trying to push something out. Even if you're an artist, a business, anything though, it's just a form of.
It's a platform.
Yeah, it's a platform. It's an advertising platform at the very least.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and it's free.
Yeah.
Well, certain ones to a certain degree.
The basic levels of it. The basic levels. You can get up there and post.
You can get up there and post and stuff. And you know, I don't see why not. You know what I'm saying?
I think like when people, I think that is something that I've seen so many artists say, but maybe it's their way of coping with not being able to, like, they don't know how to do it.
Or maybe they just not popping. You know what I'm saying?
But, like,
you know, like, the internet tricky too now. The internet will trick you in to be like, dang, this shit ain't doing nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and, you know, and it's hard. You know what I'm saying? It's hard now. It's not as easy as it was back then. You know what I'm saying? Because I think the internet or whoever runs the whole internet thing, though, they figured out, oh, man, these niggas going viral and getting rich for free. Nah, we got it. We need to contain this. We going to.
Elon and Mark. Yeah,
you know, you feel what I'm saying? They said we need to put ads.
I mean, I can't really blame them because if people are going to pay for the stuff they used to get for free, like you say, oh, yeah, if you want to reach all your followers, then pay us this much. Man, shouldn't that be basic?
Honestly, you know.
Shouldn't that come with it?
When I thought about it when it was first happening, I was kind of mad. But when you think about it, though, it actually makes sense. It kind of separate the people who really want to do this shit from the people who just kind of playing around with it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and
well, I mean parts of it, because I feel like with the with Instagram, the verification, I feel like it should have been more expensive. Like, okay, because now
more
who really want it? Because
he said, "Who really want it?
Who really want it?"
Or maybe it should be tiers to it though.
Tiers, yeah, like different colors.
I like different colors.
Yeah, different colors.
Different colors. You got your official ones. You got the ones that you know that people.
Yeah, well, at least you're a real account.
You know what? I'm not even gonna say people pay for it though, because I understand the whole verification thing. I actually fuck with it though. It'd be like just to make sure everything is real, but
everything's legit.
It's more so for businesses and stuff though, just to, you know, for people to feel comfortable spending their money with businesses and whatever though. You know what I'm saying?
I like the one on Instagram. The one on Twitter still some bullshit. Cause I saw an account I knew was fake that was verified.
Yeah, Twitter some bullshit.
I'd actually deleted my account on Twitter. I'm gonna get it back, but I was just like, this shit's bullshit.
I can't delete it, bro. Twitter's so funny, bro.
It is, bro. But I was just like, bro, get this shit off my phone.
Twitter's
very funny.
That's why I go there. I swear I'd be on there laughing all day, bro. Your tweets, bro.
I appreciate it.
Bro, your tweets be having me die. Fucking it's all these little meme pages, bro. Like, bro.
Twitter got some, bro. It's a fine ass woman on Twitter too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Them the ones. Twitter's where, like, you go, if you find a TikTok page first and you find a Twitter, you're going to be shocked.
Bro.
You're going to be shocked.
Bro. Go ahead, bro.
Oh my God. I thought you just did skits. Bro. You a whole porn star.
Yo. I call that the backdoor link, bro.
Bro,
you go to that Twitter link, bro.
You tap that Twitter link. Don't be in public, boy.
Boy,
don't be in church. Open up your girls' Twitters.
Boy. You be like, I thought you was a nice, wholesome lady.
Thought you was a cheerleader at a college, girl.
Click that link.
Link
to Twitter
and link in bio.
Go to Twitter.
Yeah.
X.com?
XXXX.
Bro, I'll be like, yo, you gonna see everything you need to see on there.
Absolutely. So, do you think having a number one song or album means as much as it used to?
I mean, I feel like it means stuff, but I also do feel like it depends on who. You know what I'm saying? Certain niggas are expected to have number one albums and stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the unexpected ones that catch the number ones is the ones that matter, though. You know what I'm saying? The ones that's like, you know, Mariah Carey got a number one this year from some Christmas shit, though. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm not surprised. You know what I'm saying? Like
That's Miss Christmas. That's Miss
Claus. You get what I'm saying? Like, but if somebody else came in and swooped it in and like, oh, shit, who that is? He just came through and did got number one. I'm going to be most.
But I feel you on that. But I mean, like, for me, I think it's different when it's like a single that goes number one for like a week. And it's like, what the fuck was this? We're not going to say no names, but this happened before. And it's like, what the hell was this about?
I mean, see, look, honestly, just to be for real, too, I don't even pay attention to the charts, though.
Yeah.
Because the charts is so programmed and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's certain great-ass music that's never going to make the charts and stuff, though. But it's going to be great music, and these people going to be able to go do whatever they want to go do and stuff.
Absolutely.
Though. So being in the music, I'd be like, dang, I don't want to just confine it or just make the charts the say-all, end-all for everything, though, because the charts don't determine a successful artist to me, though. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, I agree. I feel like the charts is just charts is really maybe bragging rights.
It is. When I look at it, it's just bragging rights though, because I do got questions. I'm like, who's actually counting all of this stuff?
Where's the data?
Yeah, where's the data?
And also, I feel like sometimes the comparisons to different generations kind of hurt the chart conversation.
What you
mean? If we are comparing, comparing people to the Beatles or Michael, We have a whole different system of music now.
You're right. I see what you're saying. You're 100% right. It's kind of hard to compare it when it's a whole different.
Because, like, back in the day, like, folks, like, even with, like, music and games, like, remember like, when the game came out, you had to, like, stand in line to get the game. I remember, like.
I think they equating it to, like.
And it's hard. It's just hard. It's real complicated.
It is. Because, right, we got streams now.
Yeah.
There's no way that I can equate what they did back then into streams.
Yeah, because anybody going to the record store to. Buy
you feel what I'm saying?
An album. They're not standing in line to buy that no more.
But then again, it'd be like, I kind of feel them too. Like, I be playing devil's advocate all the time. I be trying to see it from every angle.
Yeah, you got
to
see it from both sides.
So I'm like, okay, if these people back in the day did do these records and stuff and people was actually physically walking in and getting these CDs played, I'm like, if that did transcend into 2023 and it was like you were trying to compare it, I don't really know nobody who's like kind of pushing that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that would happen. Not in hip hop.
You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't really see it. Like, you know
not in hip hop, because I just can't see it. Like,
maybe Drake. Maybe Drake.
But I just heard Taylor did on the last album. She did like the remaster. Did like 1 million. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, like, but she was doing like, no, don't give me the line and shit though. But like, or just whatever. But she was doing like, she finessed it. I salute her too. She figured it out because she was putting out different versions of basically.
Yeah,
like
that's what. Yeah, it was Taylor's version.
She was re-rocking. Yeah. She was like in the kitchen re-rocking shit like on some like real dope. So she treated this shit like the dope game.
Yeah,
and went platinum like quick as hell. Like on some like, you know, like I don't know. She figured it out though. But
yeah, and like Drake, and I think I just started listening to this guy. But and he, I don't understand shit he be saying. But this shit is amazing. Ooh. Bob Bonnie. Bob Bonnie is he one of them ones. But yeah, you know, I think the same thing about Dolores' son. I think that motherfucker about to go up there.
Yeah, yeah. I just be living in the moment and stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Like everything else I done, that shit stick on the wall. You know what I'm saying? But
absolutely. Nah, I'm saying there's really some bangers on that. I say that like, you know, sometimes people be bullshit. I was listening on the way here and I was like, oh, okay.
Nah, for sure.
Okay. Okay. Like I said, the joint with Juicy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Crazy.
Appreciate it, bro.
Crazy.
Thank you for real.
So my next question for you, is hip hop still gangster? Like, do the rules that were relevant like in the 70s and 80s?
What were the rules?
The rules were I think one now that I'm seeing a lot of people violate, and it probably wasn't a rule, but it's like some. You don't go to the internet with gangster shit.
I mean, shit, man.
I just feel like hip hop has a different demographic as its main.
Hell yeah.
It's not just the people that wore Tim's and New York fitteds.
Nah, hell nah.
Like most of hip hop's fans are kids.
Kids and probably white young kids.
Yeah, you know I feel like people try to hold on to the old guard. Like, oh, this is not hip hop. Yes, this is 2023 hip hop.
Yeah, you know, I feel like. Everything evolves and stuff, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's everything. Phones, food, everything is supposed to get better, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I feel like hip hop done though. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people who be saying like it need to stay the same or this ain't hip hop. Those are the people who just stuck in the past and ain't moving along with what's going on and stuff. Like you got to learn to
adapt.
You got to learn to adapt.
But bro, a lot of people just realizing they old, and I feel like that started with this Drake conversation. Like when I see people upset about it, it's like, I mean, it's not the.
But it's like, bro, if this shit bother you so much, just go listen to something that you like.
Listen, bro, like, but they don't listen to the music that they say they want this man to make. Like,
go listen to the music that he made that you like. If you don't like the music he putting out right now, don't listen to it.
Which is crazy. Simple. Which is crazy because a lot of the stuff that he putting out is still like the stuff that is he really just expanding into different
niggas,
shit.
These niggas want to be in the studio with a nigga and try to. They try to tell a nigga how to make a hit, and they ain't made one hit.
They ain't made no hit. And how you gonna tell somebody how to talk about their story? Like this is he really talking about the life that he's living?
And probably, I mean, shit. The life he living, we don't understand it.
Yeah, nah.
That nigga too rich, bro. So nah. Shit, he probably saying some. That's probably what they don't like. He probably saying some shit that they don't even know about.
Man, no, Drake had. It was a video of like people just looking at the different shit that Drake be talking about in his songs and how opulent the shit is. Like, bro, we can't even relate to this shit. Drake, you too rich.
I swear to God, bro.
You too rich. Like, you got bored to put another rapper head on your door.
Come on, bro. That's crazy, bro.
That is.
That's crazy. He's talking a different language. He's talking our language, but a different language, though. Yeah. Like if he want to go real lavish lifestyle,
yeah,
and had a Birdman conversation.
Absolutely,
like,
he can.
Yeah, him and Birdman can have a great lavish conversation together and understand each other perfectly well.
And he can hop on a song with Smiley and make it a hit. Like,
and that's crazy. I started, at first I didn't like Smiley, but the more I started hearing it with the Drake show, I'm like,
bam. Wow. Natalie. Okay. Like, Drake and Smiley. This is a hit.
Yeah.
Let's ask. I want to ask you some Atlanta shit real quick. Top three chicken spots in the city.
Man, we just talking about this the day before yesterday. For sure. JR Crickets.
JJ's.
I'm not going to put American Deli on there because I don't really like American Deli like that. Let me see. Oh, Magic City? I can go with Magic City.
When I think chicken, I think of like the box chicken spot. So my list?
Yeah, tell me.
All right. We're going to lowest highs. Top three. Popeye's by West End.
Hell no.
Popeye's by West End.
You know what? I can't.
You're not going to let me slide?
I'm going to let you slide because I do fuck with Popeye's though. But it's got to be like, I needed a nice neighborhood. The West End.
See, I'm from that side of town. I went to college over there.
Disgusting side of town to begin.
Food. Wow.
I know what Popeye's you're talking about. The one right there by the
gas
station.
Right on the corner.
Yeah,
right by the expressway.
I've ate there before.
Yeah.
I've ate there before, but as my taste palate got a little more, you know,
upgraded. See, you're too rich, sonny.
He's
too rich for the trench chicken.
Cut it out. Because I used to be at the Boulevard Popeye's all the time, bro. I was there recently. I was going to go to Adego, but the line was just too long. That shit was leaking into the street, bro.
My number two is Crispy Crunchy Chicken off of...
Oh, my God, bro. You're crazy, bro.
What? I'm a sicko.
You talking about the shit that be at the gas station?
Yeah, gas station chicken.
You're a sicko, bro. You are a motherfucking sicko.
Canada gave me two
sicko,
thumbs down.
Bro.
I'm in bad shape right now.
So you go to the gas station to get the chicken? That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm gonna keep it a bill with you. I've seen that chicken in there and it don't look bad. I'm gonna keep it a bill. It don't look bad, bro. But what looks bad
is me walking my ass in that
in
gas
a fucking gas station. Like, who the fuck is cooking that fried chicken back here?
Oh,
I know. I hope it ain't you at the front door. I mean, at the front apple. I hope it ain't you back there cooking this shit.
And number one, any Mrs. Winners.
Damn, my mom used to work at Miss Winters. That was her first job when she came here.
That's what reminded me of it.
Yep.
That's what reminded me of it.
Miss Winters got the, I like the biscuits from
the
there.
The steak biscuits. Oh, right. My God. They tore the one down. Well, they didn't tore it down. They it's something else now. But the one on Old National, where my side of town, it's a A-Town Wings now. But I used to eat
that. They made it to an A-Town Wings?
Yeah.
They still got one on the east side, though.
No, I know where all of them are. Believe me. I know where all the Mrs. Winters are.
Believe me.
City.
I know where everyone is.
It's one on the east side. It's one on the east side of Nick Glenwood.
Over there.
It's one by Greenbrier, and it's one by Six Flags. Because the one by Six Flags is where they shot that Drake video with Future.
Oh, yeah. Right there, Fulton Industrial type shit.
Yeah.
That ain't no... Oh, it used to be a Miss Winters. It ain't there no more, is it?
I know they didn't take that Missing Winners from me.
Come on, my boy. It's about time,
I need a minute.
It's about time, bro.
I'm hurt.
You down to it. You might need to go ahead and just invest in franchise.
Because I already lost Shoney's.
Oh, that was bound to go.
I already lost Shoney's.
Bro, you saying all the nasty spots, bro.
Wow. You know what?
Except for Miss Winners. I fought Miss Winners, though.
Miss Winners, yeah. You see why I said at the top of the list, though?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. Miss Winners was holding niggas down. For sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Listen, well, you holding niggas down with this project, man. It's available now. All streaming platforms. Right now. Just you got videos on socials. Yeah, it dropped today, this Friday.
Yep.
You got videos on YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
Everywhere.
Anything else you want to tell the people?
Go cop the project right now. Go stream it. Go do whatever you need to do. Shout out to all the producers. Shout out to all the engineers. Shout out to all the features. Shout out to everybody that helped me put it together, man. Y'all go stream The Lord's Son right now.
Anybody,
shout out to my boy Kodak, too.
Anybody you want to feature with as a rapper
that
you haven't got one with?
I'm working on them right now. Like, I've been so self-sufficient, and I really fuck with my people around me and shit, though. You know what I'm saying? I like my friends and shit, though. So it'd be like, I really prefer for them to hop on my songs and stuff. But I'm going to tell you this, though. I'm going to drop a deluxe sometime top of next year, and I'm going to put my features on there, though. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to add, like, all the features and stuff on there. I'm probably like, do 4 more tracks on there.
Yeah.
But features and stuff, whoever easy is, whoever, if you my homie, you come fuck with me, cool, come on, come do it.
Let me yell on the track, though. Like, in
come
the
on,
beginning.
You all come right, to the studio, I got you, my boy.
Yeah, I'm going
to
yell on in the beginning of that bitch.
Whatever you want to do, bro.
Hell yeah. Nah. Sunny Digital, your big homie Kodak, big homie's house, and we gone.
Let's get it.